Welcome to episode 8, the series finale of Morning Comes to Comfort.
Morning Comes to Comfort. Franny opens her eyes and clutches her blanket around herself ever more tightly. She prepares to begin her day and gets to her feet. She sees herself in the reflection of the window of the new coffee shop.
Where did this blanket come from?
Her eyes shift focus on the glass. First, she sees her own reflection. Then she looks through the glass at the display of pastries on the other side. A familiar-looking woman behind the counter waves at her. Franny's eyes focus back on her own reflection. Her mouth is wide open, and drool is starting to spill out. She wipes her mouth with the blanket, then lets the blanket fall to the sidewalk. She starts to walk in the direction of her house.
Here we go.
Amy May stands in the doorway of Spider's room.
Hey, Spider.
Spider is in front of an open drawer. She is taking her panties and socks and stuffing them into a bag.
Well, hello, Amy May. How are you this morning?
Good. Are you going somewhere?
Spider rests her bag on the bed.
Yes, I am. Would you like to come with me?
Where are you going?
I don't know yet. Some small town. Somewhere that doesn't get a lot of attention. Maybe in Idaho or Wyoming. Maybe somewhere else in New Mexico.
Who's going with you?
You, maybe. You never did answer me.
And Holly?
Spider sits down on her bed and pats the little space next to her. Amy May kicks off her shoes and sits where Spider had been petting.
Holly and the others are staying here. They want to build a life for themselves. I wish them well, but that's not what I want to do. I still want to help others to build their lives. Destroy evil, etc.
Help people. Like me and Katie Lynn.
Yes, like you. There are people all over the world who need a place to go.
Amy May considers what life abroad with Spider would be like. While this town is all she knows, Amy May is curious about life beyond comfort.
Can we go to Paris?
Sure. We can go there first, but then we need to move to a small town in America.
What about disdain?
I assure you there will be no hard feelings with the others. They will visit us, and we will return to comfort from time to time.
Disdain is the next town over. It's not as big as comfort, but it has horses.
Spider smiles at the young creature.
Well, we will need horses. Will you be joining me then?
In that moment, Amy May decides to follow Spider toward oblivion. She nods her head. Spider unzips her bag and begins putting her panties back in her drawer. Amy May is concerned that she did something wrong, said the wrong thing.
Why are you doing that?
Something tells me that you don't have your passport yet. If we're going to Paris first, we'll have to wait a couple weeks for you to get one.
I should probably learn French while we're waiting.
Probably so.
Franny is walking at a slow pace up Main Street. She keeps stopping to look at all of the new shops. As the day grows later, more and more people are filling up the sidewalk around her.
Where did all these people come from?
Most of them are in their 20s, but not all of them. Something about them puts Franny off. She stood close to the new theater as people brushed past her, as though she wasn't there. Franny looked at the posters and flyers that were taped to the theater's windows. She could tell that some of the upcoming productions were from people that nobody had ever heard before. Some of the productions looked big, like they were from the city. One poster warned of graphic language and nudity.
The devil.
Franny covers her mouth with her hands and looks around to make sure no one heard her. She needs her pills. If someone had heard her talking like that, she would have to sleep in the cell, where her medicine would be forced inside of her. They aren't very nice to her at the jail. Over at Maggie's house, Frank sits shirtless at the kitchen table, looking at his laptop computer. Maggie walks up behind him and puts her hand on his back.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning, Mayor.
What are you doing?
I was just going over the finances for my and Amy May's microbrew.
And?
We're doing very well. Look.
Maggie looks over his spreadsheet and smiles.
I bet I'm the richest small-town sheriff in New Mexico.
Don't stop until you make a million.
At this rate, I think we'll make our first million before Amy May is old enough to have a beer there.
Maggie steps into the kitchen.
Want coffee?
Sure.
Morning Comes to Comfort will return after this important message.
The soundtrack to Psycho Betty's from Planet Pussycat is available at all of the usual places.
Welcome back to Morning Comes to Comfort. Amy May walks into the bookstore and waves to the woman behind the counter. Amy May has never met this woman before, a previously unheard of thing in Comfort.
Hi.
Hi. I want to learn to speak French.
Over there.
The bookstore woman points to a section of the store. Amy May goes to the shelves and peruses the selection, looking for the book that will most easily teach her to speak French.
Hello, Amy May.
Franny is suddenly standing behind Amy May, all creepy and weird.
Oh, Franny, how are you?
Going back to school?
No, Paris. I was going to see if I could pick up a little French before I go.
Paris, France. How lovely. I'm sure they need another little whore in France.
Amy May is taken aback. Then, a little mischief grabs her.
You always said that the devil was possessing us. I just want you to know that you're right. We are all doing the devil's work, and you were the only one who could have stopped us. But you failed. The devil won, and you lost.
Several layers of shock wash over Franny's now pale face. Franny slowly backs away from Amy May, who is making her best evil face.
I have to go take my pills.
Okay, bye-bye.
Amy May waves at Franny as she leaves.
Hail Satan!
Amy May smiles to herself and goes back to looking at the Speak French books. Dr. White is in the new doctor's office. This is his first meeting with the young doctor at the new office. Dr. White is glad to have another MD in town, but cannot seem to get over his astonishment at how young this new doctor looks.
I just want to tell you that I appreciate how welcoming you have been to me.
Well, just your being here is going to make my life a little easier. You may have an emergency from time to time, but you'll spend most of your time bandaging scrapes and writing scripts for asthma.
Comfort seems like a great town. There's good energy here.
Franny walks past the office window.
Now, who was that homeless woman?
Oh, that's just Franny. She's not homeless. She's just a little nutty. She's my patient. You can always send her to me. She's harmless, really. But special. If she ever makes any noise, just give me a call. I'll take care of her.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Comfort Chamber of Commerce. This is Katie Lynn. How can I help you? Well, I think everyone will be excited to see the bands, but we do not currently have an auditorium big enough to house them. I'm sure we could negotiate something if you wanted to build an outdoor venue. any out-of-town guests would have to be prepared to camp out. Yes, like the 60s. We just don't have the facilities to host thousands of guests, but like I said, if there's a way to do it, I'm sure the town would be receptive to a fun weekend.
Katie Lynn looks out the window of the Chamber of Commerce and sees that Franny is standing outside, staring back at her.
Holy guacamole. I'm sorry about that. Can I take your number? Let me talk to some of our local promoters and I'll have someone get back to you. Uh-huh. Okay. Nope. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Katie Lynn gets to her feet and steps outside.
Franny? What are you doing here? Are you okay?
Everything is wrong. It shouldn't be this way. I slept on the sidewalk.
You should sleep at home. Are you taking your meds?
Take the pills and all is well. Skip a day and sleep in the cell. Pill well, skip cell.
You don't seem well. Are you on foot? Do you need me to call the sheriff?
No.
Franny makes an expression usually seen on prisoners of war.
No. No, no. I'm walking home. I'm fine.
Okay. You sure?
Franny walks away from Katie Lynn in the direction of her house.
The devil is in their hearts. I let the devil win. Devil win. The devil win. I let the devil win.
Okay, then.
Katie Lynn waves goodbye and goes back inside. Amy May is sitting at a table of the coffee house by herself. She has a big cup of something set in front of her, and she is reading through her French book.
Hello, Amy May.
Holly is joining her at her table.
Oh, hey, Holly.
I understand you are going to a new town with Spider.
Amy May is momentarily worried that she has done something wrong.
Is that okay?
Oh, sure. The two of you can look after each other.
Amy May relaxes.
And are you looking forward to visiting Paris?
Yeah. I thought this book would teach me to speak a little French, but it's just full of words. Doesn't tell you how to say them.
I'm sure we can get someone to tutor you if you would like to learn.
Cool.
Holly did not order a coffee, but an employee of the shop brings her a cup anyway. Holly smiles at the employee and sips on her drink.
So listen, there's something I want you to know. If you ever need me for anything, call me and I will help. I will go to you or I will send someone. Never be afraid to call me.
Okay.
Maybe you've heard that before. That's the kind of thing that people say, but they don't really mean it. Understand, you will get into trouble, and I will get you out of it.
Okay.
I really mean it.
I understand.
Tell me.
When I need you, I should call you. You'll help me.
Perfect. Now tell me, how do you say goodnight in French?
Holly?
Yes.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Be great, little creature. Go out into this world and be great.
Bonsoir.
Morning Comes to Comfort will return after this important message.
The soundtrack to Psycho Betty's from Planet Pussycat is available at all of the usual places.
Welcome back to Morning Comes to Comfort. After walking for hours, Franny has finally made it home. Instead of going inside, she sits on her porch and stares out at the street in front of her. Several more hours go by.
The devil.
Franny startles herself and at last goes inside. She pours herself a glass of water and removes a few prescription bottles from her cabinet. She swallows her pills and chases them back with the water. She stares at her sink. She goes back to her porch and stares at the street. The sun is going down. The devil is not bothering her anymore. Outside of the Maple House, Frank is holding a rifle. He fires. Franny sees him shoot Holly. Half of her head is blown off. Several more hours go by. Franny watches the gas station explode. She is elated. Holly is there, watching it burn. Franny is in the sheriff's office. She takes a knife and drives it deep into Amy May's stomach. Franny twists the knife. It hurts her hand. Franny is in the bookstore. She sees Amy May.
Hail Satan!
Franny is lying on her front porch. She just awoke from a strange dream. She is cold. No one was around to cover her with a blanket tonight. She stands up and goes inside her house. She is shivering. She cannot remember if she took her pills, but she does not want to sleep in the cell. Franny goes to her kitchen and pours herself a glass of water. She takes her pills and chases them back with the water. She sits at her kitchen table and stares out of the window. The sun is coming up. And morning comes to comfort.
Thank you for listening to Episode 8 of Morning Comes to Comfort. My name is Aaron Hendren. I wrote this. This episode is copyright 2015 by Egg Murders Productions. This episode's cast included Justino Brokaw, Barbara Geary, Amy Bork, Joanna Fergal, Julie Hendren, Jason Witter, Katie Huska, Aaron Hendren, Frank Green, and Evening Star Baron. If you enjoyed listening to this radio play, please tell someone about it. For more information about this production, visit eggmurders.com. Egg Murders. Part of your brain belongs to us now.